I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Emily the Criminal, which continues to prove that Aubrey Plaza has a place in the indie film circuit. This time, she plays an ex-convict who is struggling to pay her student loans. With nowhere to go, she's given a small tip, a job that requires credit card fraud. Theo Rossi co-stars as her new boss, and he's impressed with how she's able to pull off this illegal activity. But with every crime game, there are always consequences. It involves payment, theft, and the fact that crime doesn't pay. But of course, she knows how to thrive on the dangers. Emily the Criminal is thoroughly entertaining with how Plaza is well-picked to play a troubled girl getting herself in deeper trouble, and yet she's able to thrive on them. It's not just her, but also Rossi is riveting as her boss, transitioning to a would-be friend. Writer-director John Patton Ford is a new filmmaker, and he gives the movie an aspect and tone that really explodes. If this movie gets some recognition, then he should keep pushing his talents to new limits. 3.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.